Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Des is here now. That last minute goal last night.
For England, yeah, they're through to the final of the European Championships after beating the Netherlands 2-1 with Ollie Watkins, as you say, scoring a late, late goal. The Dutch had taken the lead and a superb goal from Xavi Simons, and Harry Kane equalised a few minutes later with a controversial penalty. I wasn't sure it was a penalty, but it was 1-1 then entering the 90th minute, and Ollie Watkins, set up by Cole Palmer, finished it off. No English team has made it to a major final on foreign soil before. They've chanced to become the European champions now for the first time on Sunday night when they play Spain. But the Dutch were furious about the penalty. Manager Ronald Koeman said he kicked the ball and the boots touched. I think we cannot play football properly. This is due to VAR. It breaks football. And even former England defender Gary Neville felt the Netherlands had every right to be aggrieved. He said, as a defender, I think it's an absolutely disgraceful decision. But for Ollie Watkins, an unforgettable night.
Unbelievable. I've been waiting for that moment for weeks, you know. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to where I am today, and grateful that I got the opportunity and I've grabbed it with both hands, and I'm delighted.
Talk us through the goal.
I swear on my life, my kid's life, I said to Cole Palmer, we're coming on today and you're going to set me up. And that's why I was so happy with Coley when I knew as soon as he got the ball he was going to play me, and you got to be greedy, touch and finish. And when I've seen it go in the bottom corner, it's the best feeling ever.
And the manager's had a bit of criticism for not making substitutions early enough. He's got it dead right tonight.
Look, there's been a lot of criticism, but at the end of the day, we're in the final, and that's all that matters. So forget all the outside noise, we're in the final.
And to sum it up, for this team now, you've seen last minute overhead kick equalisers, penalties, a last minute winner tonight. Something feels special here.
Yeah, exactly. We've got that kind of bounce back factor, you know, going a goal behind, but it seems to kick us into gear, and we never give up. And we've won on penalties, we've come from behind. One more game.
Ready for Spain?
Yeah, ready.
Oh, they're really buzzing. We'll hear fairly emotional Gareth Southgate later in the programme. Elsewhere, Colombia beat Uruguay 1-0 in their Copa America semi-final earlier this morning, despite being reduced to 10 men for 45 minutes. Tonight in the Europa Conference League, both Irish sides in action play opponents from Gibraltar. Shelburne play St Joseph's at Talca Park at 7:45. Derry City are away to Bruno's Magpies. Also today, the new Republic of Ireland soccer manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson, will be unveiled in Dublin. The Irish Independent report he'll earn $650,000 a year, $100,000 more than Stephen Kenny, with bonuses for World Cup qualification. His contract is for 17 months, including the Nations League campaign, which starts at home to England in September, and the 2026 World Cup qualifiers that end in November of next year. In tennis, the men's quarterfinals at Wimbledon saw Lorenzo Musetti beat Taylor Fritz in five sets, and Novak Djokovic also advanced. His opponent, Alex de Minaur, withdrew with a hip injury. Today is semi-finals day in the women's singles. Elena Rybakina plays Barbara Krejcikova. Donna Vekic of Croatia takes on Jasmine Paolini of Italy. In the Tour de France, today Pogacar could not keep his main rival for the yellow jersey at bay, as Jonas Vingegaard beat him in a dramatic sprint between the two men on stage 11. Vingegaard remains third overall, Remco Evenepoel still in second. In golf, Rory McIlroy tees off in the Scottish Open this morning, 1 week ahead of the British Open, but confident he'll bounce back from his heartbreak in the US Open when he had such a poor finish last month. And racing this evening is at Leopardstown, the feature, the Group 3 Brownstown Stakes.